Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Piaggio Conference Call. I'm Simone Montanari and today we would like to share with you all the outcomes of our Board of Directors. The conference call will be divided into two separate panels. In the first one, we will review the consolidated financial results for the first half 2009. In the second one, we will be available for a Q&A session. Attending today's meeting, there are Mr. Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and CEO, Mr. Pallottini, Finance General Manager, and Mr. Bandiera, Operations General Manager. I remind you that you can find the presentation slides in the Investor Relations section of our website at the following address, www.piaggiogroup.com. Now I hand over to Mr. Pallottini.
Okay, good afternoon and welcome to everybody. We can start from the first two slides that show Piaggio Group first half 2009 financial statement. We are confirming the path defined by our new strategic plan that we showed you in our last meeting nearly a month ago. In particular, the push towards a larger geographic footprint so that the negative impact coming from the European market is partially offset by the Asiatic sales, with particular regards to the Indian ones. Then the focus on operational efficiency and on profitability turned out in a significant increase in the gross margin ratio, with an improvement of by 1% on net sales, and the rigorous cash flow management that continues to ensure a solid financial structure which allows the group to go on with no delays on important development projects we are implementing. More in particular, having a first look at our consolidated P&L for the first half 2009, we can see that it shows a total level of revenues of 795.6 million euros with a decrease by about 105 million euros. That means 11.6% less than previous year. Compared to the results of the first quarter of 2009, when the decrease for net sales accounted for 15.8 percentage points less than previous year, the second quarter decrease resulted in minus 8.8% less, reducing so the gap with previous year sales. The difference in the exchange rates accounted for 3.8 million, so that the decrease in revenues would have been 11% less at the same rate. The gross margin was 249.4 million euros with a 23 million decrease compared to last year, but with a remarkable increase in terms of ratio to net sales, which grew to 31.3% in 2009 compared to 30.3% in 2008. And this increase is even more significant if we look at the second quarter results only, with a gross margin ratio of 33% compared to 31.4% of the same period last year. This is the result of a strong product cost reduction policy and of a proper pricing management. The EBITDA was 107.5 million euros, that means about 21 million less than previous year, with an EBITDA margin of 13.5% on net sales from the 14.2% in 2008. But also in this case, the current year second quarter was better than last year. In fact, the 2009 second quarter EBITDA margin was 17.7% versus 17.3% of previous year. The income before tax was 45.1 million, that is 5.7% on net sales compared to the 7.1% of the previous year. The net income was 25.7 million euros against the 47.3 million of the previous year, taking into account a 43% tax rate compared to the 26% of 2008. The net debt level was 349 million euros, 22 million higher than in the first half of 2008. If If we consider the last 12 months period, the total cash flow would have been positive for 2 million, excluding the extraordinary 24 million cash out for the shares buyback. And finally, compared to December 2008, the net debt was about 11 million lower. That means a cash generation by 11 million. Moving now on to the slide number 5, we can look at the net sales trend, and I have to say that before going into the details, I wish to inform you that starting from this interim results and according to the international accounting standard policies, we aligned our reporting communication format to our new group organizational structure. As a consequence of this, we are going to comment the net sales and volumes results with the same details of our organizational business segments. That means the two wheels EMEA, including Europe, Middle East and Africa sales, the two wheels Americas, two wheels Asia, commercial vehicles Europe and commercial vehicles India. We will be obviously available to provide you all the additional information and data in order to reconcile this new communication scheme with the old one by geographic area and brand, of course through our investor relations department. So Piaggio Group total net sales accounted for 796 million with a decrease of 11.6% over 2008. The total two-wheel sales, only vehicles, accounted for 519 million versus 605 million euros of 2008, that means minus 40%. While commercial vehicle sales were stable, that is 182 million euros both for the 2 years. Two-wheel European sales, including spare parts and accessories, so the EMEA business unit, decreased by almost 95 million euros, that means 15% over last year, to a level of about 535 million euros, compared to a total two-wheels European market decrease by 17%, considering both scooters and motorcycles. Anyway, it has to be mentioned that the EMEA 22% net sales slowdown registered in the first quarter has been reduced to a decrease of 10% in the second quarter. And the same decrease in Europe affected both Italy with a minus 13% versus last year and the other European countries as a whole with a 7% less than 2008. But going to the details, Spain and UK were the countries which registered the highest decrease, from 30% in UK up to 50% in Spain, while good and positive performance came from France, plus 23%, and Benelux, plus 5%. The good French performance was boosted by the MP3 success, which sold 8,500 units in 2009 compared to the 2,000 units sold in the first half of 2008. And on a worldwide basis, an MP3 totally sold in the first half of 2009 14,300 units compared to the 5,900 units in the first half of last year. Two-wheels American sales were 43 million, 2 million less than previous year. That means about less 5%, including a 4.6 million euro benefit coming from the exchange rate. And after a positive first quarter, a significant decrease was registered in the second quarter of the year and came from the difficult economic situation that we know is in America. The two-wheels Asian sales were down to 18 million from 27 million of 2008, that means a minus 31%. But such a decrease has been almost entirely concentrated in the first quarter with a minus 55% year over year, which reduced to a minus 3% in the second quarter of the year, that means almost stable. But considering the expected results of our new Vietnamese operations with its official opening and sales startup in the month of June, We are confident that good news should arrive in the second half of the year and therefore confirming our targets for this region. Going to the commercial vehicles, the decrease in European sales, a 6% decrease compared to a market decrease in Europe of 31%, has been totally offset by the 4% increase in the Indians, for the Indian sales that grew to 128 million from 122 million in 2008. Not considering the exchange rate, the total Indian net sales would have been approximately 6 million higher. That means an increase by 9% over last year. Also in the Indian commercial vehicle business, it's important to mention the difference between the first and second quarter of the current year. In particular, in the second quarter, Piaggio Indian sales grew by almost 10% against a decrease by 1.4% in the first quarter. Considering both two-wheels and commercial vehicles business segments, extra-European revenues contribution to total sales increased from 23% in the first half of 2008 up to 25% in the first half of 2009. In terms of businesses and in line with the market trends, the two-wheels slowdown affected most motorcycle sales, 27.6% less than last year, while scooter sales decreased by almost 10%. Such a figure can be compared with the European scooter market, that is our core scooter market, that decreased in the same period by 13%. Spare parts were down by 7.9% to a total amount of 92 million euros. Other revenues decreased by 11 million euros, mainly due to the decrease of BMW contract and engine business. Finally, the change in the exchange rates year over year impacted by 3.8 million of the total revenues, mainly due to the devaluation of Indian rupiah and pound sterling, that were partially offset by the benefits coming from the revaluation of US dollar. The next slide shows the overall number of units sold that decreased at 314,000 units versus last year. That means an about 16% decrease, made up by a minus 20% in the first quarter and a minus 13% in the second quarter. Going into details, scooters volumes were 38,000 less than previous year, that is minus 16%. Down at about 202,000 units, with a significant growing weight of the over 50cc segment from 55% in 2008 up to 60% in 2009 year-to-date. And a significant part of this positive market switch is due to the Italian government campaign to support two-wheel sales, which was almost completely focused on over 50cc segment. The motorcycle units were 14,000 less than previous year, down from 25,500 units. And good news came from average prices, both for scooters and motorcycles. In detail, we registered a unit price increase by 6% for scooters and by 13% for motorcycles. In this context, it's worth to be mentioned that in the last days of April, we started the sales of the new Aprilia motorcycle RSV4, which is competing in the Superbike World Championship with good results, considering its first year of competition in the segment. And also thanks to these successful performances, at the end of June, the units sold totally amounted to almost 1,940 units. The 3 and 4 wheelers units sold had an overall 5% decrease, down to about 87,000 units, 5,000 units less than 2008. Also in this business, we had an average unit price increase, both in Europe, 14%, and in India, 8%. Going to the next slide, we can see the EBITDA evolution, which accounted a 21 million decrease, down to 107 million euros from 128 in 2008. This reduction was completely due to the net sales reduction, and the consequent gross margin decrease, partially offset by savings in operational expenses. The gross margin reduction was 23.1 million, entirely due to the decreased level of sales. And as we told before, in terms of ratio to net sales, the gross margin ratio significantly grew from 30.3% to 31.3% in 2009. And in particular, the negative impacts in terms of absolute value came from the lower sales that accounted for over 30 million, while positive offsets came thanks to the higher purchasing and production efficiencies, despite the production units decrease, and also to price increases, mainly in India. Our efforts were also focused during the first half towards a strict control of the group operational expenses that were reduced by 3 million euros, that means 1.5% less compared to last year, while amortizations were in line with previous year. The next slide shows the net income evolution, which accounted for the first half for 25.7 million euros compared to 47.3 million registered in 2008. The EBIT 20.2 million decrease comes from what we have just analyzed, that is net sales reduction partially offset by operational expenses savings. The financial expenses showed a slight reduction compared to last year, thanks to the decrease of the cost of debt, mainly due to the lower interest rates and to some cost efficiencies. At the tax level, according to the international accounting standards, we applied the forecasted tax rate for the entire 2009, that is currently 43%, significantly different from the 26% tax rate of last year, which benefited from tax losses carried forward. And as a result of this, we had a tax increase that accounted for approximately 3 million euros compared to last year. If we move now to the next slide, we can have a look at the balance sheet, where we can see the decrease in the working capital and the consequent decrease in the net invested capital in the net financial position. In order to better understand the financial evolution in the 2009 first half, so we can directly move to the next slide. There was a positive cash flow in the 6 months period by almost 11 million, reducing the net financial position to a level of 348.9 million. The main components of such positive evolution were, firstly, the operating cash flow, which generated 71.6 million euros coming from the P&L, which we analyzed before. Secondly, the capital expenditure that accounted for 46.8 million, and they were 9 million higher than previous year due to our ongoing internationalization projects in Vietnam and India. And thirdly, the working capital that decreased by almost 7 million compared to the 19 million increase of the same period in 2008. And this good performance mainly came from other assets and liabilities management that decreased by 19 million euro. Well, before closing the conference and referring to the group financial position, I wish to add that today we signed an agreement between Piaggio and BNP Paribas for the successful syndication of a 90 million medium-term loan towards a small pool of banks. This new credit line has a duration of 36 months, a floating interest rate linked to the Euribor with a margin of 190 basis points. Such loan will allow the group to refinance the short-term debt expiring this year, and will increase the total amount and the residual average life of our financing capacity, and will contribute to reduce the group average cost of funding. We finish our presentation. We are ready for your questions. Thank you for your kind attention.
We can open the Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session is open. I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your question, please press star followed by one. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by two. Thank you. First question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig from Equita SIM. Mr. Lustig, please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon. The first question is on the net financial position and the free cash flow generation. I wonder if you can give us a description of the action you implemented to improve working capital, and if there is maybe a use of factoring which is increasing, or if there is other action you implemented. And the second is if you can give us a quick description, a flavor of the July two wheels European market, if it's possible.
Okay. So the first question, working capital is one of our main focus in our day-by-day management. And despite the difficult market, general market situation, we improved further both the receivable in terms of days of sales outstanding. There was a little improvement, but in terms of million euros, it was something of significant. We also had some improvement in terms of payables, in terms of days of purchasing outstanding. On the stock point of view, I have to tell you that just a moment, I'm trying to have in my finger the figures. Here we are. I told you that the total units volume that we sold in the first half were 314,000 units. That means about 58,000 units less than previous year. And on the production point of view, for the production side, there were 73,000 units manufactured less than previous year. That means a strict stock level control, which of course gives some benefits to the working capital. And in addition, I have also to mention that the other what we call other current credit and debt, including working capital, registered a good performance. And generally, when we analyze the business in a company, we never talk about this kind of issues. But I can assure you that in this kind of parts of the assets and liabilities, there can be important efficiencies from the financial point of view. If you think to the fiscal matters, and mainly fiscal, you can have a very strong efficiency that you can manage at the NFP level. From the factory point of view, of course, we are using this kind of lead that we have, considering that the cost is very, very competitive for us, and that in this period we have the peak, the seasonal peak of our sales. So, of course, in June, the anticipation coming from factoring are higher than in the off-peak season, in winter. but it's, I repeat, it's the economic conditions are very competitive. For the July July market, Simone, do you have some?
We have, for the July market, it is quite early to talk about it. We have some figures about the Italian market that is continuing with the trend we saw on June year to date, that is a growth in the scooter over 50cc market and a decrease in the motorcycle and in the 50cc two wheels.
Okay, thank you.
No more question at the moment. Next question comes from Mr. Michele Baldelli from Exam Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, please proceed with your question. Mr. Baldelli, can you hear us?
Good evening, sorry. I have a question about price mix because I've seen that you posted positive results also in this quarter. So I wondered how much of this price mix that I calculated it should be around 3.4% is the mix and how much is the price. And then if you can elaborate on the full year guidance for the price mix, if you see it stable at this level or you see it declining because there is the volumes coming from Vietnam. Thank you.
Regarding to the first question, we can say that we had the two trends come from the two aspects that you underlined. In particular, we had a price action in the business commercial vehicles, but regarding to the EMEA, so the European two-wheel sales, we can refer the good price mix only to a better price mix that is a product range evolution. Regarding to the second question, that was, we can confirm the outlook that we said one month ago when we presented the strategic plan, so no changes we have to say on this. The guidance is remains the same.
Thanks.
Some more questions?
Yes, there is another question from Mr. Gabriele Gambaroma from Banca Akros. Mr. Gambaroma, please proceed with your question.
Yes, good evening to everybody. I wonder if you could give us some updated flavor on the Indian market, both essentially for three and four wheelers. Do you see sizable improvement in the most recent months? How's doing the market?
But the market, the Indian market, turned in a positive context in the second quarter because India, which used to show every year a year-over-year change by double digit, experienced a dramatic drop at the end of last year. Arriving also to, for the first time for this kind of products, to a negative growth at the, in December. This negative scenario went on until the end of January, mid-February, and then finally recovered a positive growth. As I told you before, for our sales, but it's, of course it's reflecting the local market. In India, we experienced a decrease in our sales in the first quarter by 1.4%, which was something of very, very strange for us. And in the second quarter, such a difference year over year turned in the positive side, and it was plus 10%. At the moment, the outlook in India is very good, and we're performing also something more than we forecasted, so at least for the next month we can be confident that this positive trend should go on.
Okay, thank you very much.
There is another question from Mr. Michele Baldelli from Exam Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, please proceed with your question.
I have a follow-up question, sorry. I want to know if it is possible the difference between the sell-in and the sell-out for your markets to see how much is the destocking effect and how has weighted on your results. And then I have another question about the price discount in the two-wheel EMEA countries, because I've seen also in Italy there were discounts on your scooters. So how much these discounts has weighted on your results of the price mix?
Sorry, what kind of discount are you talking about? Not clear.
The retail discounts that were applied on Piaggio scooters by the dealers in this last quarter to stimulate the sell-out.
Maybe you are referring to the incentives, eco-incentives coming from the...
Not only. No, I saw on advertising also that there were also discounts promoted also by Piaggio in addition to the government.
The commercial discounts in our accounting system are included inside the cost of sales, so reflected in the gross margin. So if we increase the commercial discounts, of course there is a negative impact on the gross margin. As we told you before, the gross margin registered a very good and positive performance, and so you can never measure that this kind of discount. So, in fact, there was not put on the table.
And how much is the value, so the absolute value for the semester, for the half of the year?
The value of what?
Of the these commercial discounts that you have booked.
No, but listen, we have in our business conditions that we have on with our dealer network, there is a discount which is the same for everybody, and of course it is the margin that the dealer can have in order to finance its activity. This is the normal discount. In addition, if we want, we can make something more. It depends on the tactics on the single vehicle in the single market. But the overall added discounts are, frankly speaking, very, very low. And it's not changing. The policy is not changing year over year.
Ah, okay, thanks. And then the question on the stocking.
Sell-in, sell-out, you
are.
No, he's asking about the network stock. The network stock registers a positive trend in the first 6 months, especially in Italy, but not only. Now I don't have the figures with me, but Mr. Bandiera can give you some more information.
So about the network stock, we reduce our total quantity in the network, in the European network, in Americas and India, around 20,000 units in the total.
But compared to what level before?
Generally speaking, about what we have in the total, it is close to across 2 months of total sales, but we don't work to put the sell-in to produce turnover. We reduce the stock in the network.
Sorry, I'm Colanino. We don't have any increase on the stock on sell-in due to sales more. In other terms, the sell-in stock is down, related to the stock existing end of the last year.
Anyway, I can give you some more detailed figure from the paper. In Europe, for the two wheels, that means motorcycles and scooters, in Europe, which is our most important market, of course, the network stock decreased, as Mr. Bandiera told you before, by about 25,000 units compared to the 6 months in 2008. And also for commercial vehicles, there was a reduction by almost 10% compared to last year. Anyway, we are proud to confirm that we never pursued our policy of increasing sell-in without looking to the sell-out, because this means higher risk for the network sales. Discount, of course, because you have to push the sales and lower margins. We are acting exactly on opposite policy.
Yeah, thanks. My aim was different and was to understand what is the difference between sell-in and sell-out, but just because maybe you have a stronger decline of the sell-in in the first quarter and also in the second quarter, just because some dealers are destocking, and so only for this reason next year maybe you have a favorable basis of comparison. This was my only aim. So just to understand, the market, the European two-wheel market, motorcycle and scooters, how it behaved in the first half of the year?
Oh, however, please don't forget that we increased our market share in the scooter segments, especially in Europe, which is our main market, most important market, by a couple of percentage points in the first half. Considering the market trend, our sell-out
is growing.
Of course, it's growing.
Okay.
Any more questions?
No more question at the moment.
Okay. We can close the conference. I will be available to add any additional information as usual. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling Piaggio.